VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Cynthia's key ingredients will nurture and delight the palate, heart, body, mind, and soul. Now, here's your host, Cynthia Dodona.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. I'm the author of Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, a top-selling guide to nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. And I also write a Romancing the Table blog, which you can check out on my website, moderndaygoddess.com. You know, I really do love doing this show because I get to bring great insights to you on how you can enjoy more love and romance, joy, happiness, success, love-infused food, connection, and memories at the table. Sounds yummy, doesn't it? And, you know, the food and the decor and the guests contribute to a happy dining experience, but I would have to say that the key ingredient is you and how you feel when you sit at the table. You know, when I'm cooking or preparing for guests, my family or sweethearts, I set an intention in my mind for them to feel loved and cared for during their meal, and it works. And each day I also make a point to set intentions and get excited with gratitude about all the wonderful things in my life and all the wonderful things I'm in the process of manifesting regardless of the circumstances. And as a newlywed, this enthusiasm contributed to me finding true love at 44 that I celebrated with a beautiful Greek island wedding in Santorini, Greece. You can view a clip of my wedding, which my husband and I, Jim, are turning into a documentary that includes how I use the law of attraction to find true love on my website in the Media Lounge. And when people hear the story of how I found true love, I'm often asked for advice on how they can find true love themselves or improve the relationship they're in or manifest their dreams, and that often ends up me talking about the law of attraction, which has been the foundation of my success and is the topic of today's show. And, you know, I feel very fortunate because at a young age, I was introduced to this concept by my dad at age 10, who gave me my first book, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And throughout my life, he always repeated a phrase from the book, "You can if you think you can." And, you know, now looking back, I see that the positive thinking and those philosophies only really worked when it was combined with positive energy and enthusiasm. And, you know, that concept that you're creating your life with vibrational thoughts has recently gained a lot of popularity with the documentary The Secret that was highlighted on Oprah. And these concepts are not new and have been documented since the 1900s. In a few minutes, we'll be talking to an amazing guest who's going to tell us all about it. He is Michael Lozier, who is an international trainer, media personality, and best-selling author of The Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't Want. You're in for a very special show today because Michael is the how-to guy who has simplified the law of attraction, and he'll tell us all about it and how we can put it to use right away in our love and life. And during the show, we'll also speak with Bette and Aaron, who are from a Dreams Come True group that I'm in, and it's my great weekly place where I go to focus on applying the law of attraction principles and celebrating my successes. So before we speak with Michael in a few minutes, I want to thank my audience for all the wonderful comments and emails you've been sending me in response to the show. You know, now that I have this show that focuses on love-infused meals and travel, positive living and insights, people are contacting me saying they're being inspired by the stories, the information, the music, the guests, and as a result, they're taking the time to sit down and share more meals with their families, mates, friends, and also themselves. I'm so glad to hear that because I feel this mindfulness around meals and connection to your loved ones and the food we are eating really contributes to your physical, mental, and emotional health. So I just love hearing your stories about a memory you created or recreated or a special time you had around the table. So keep them coming and tell me, when you write to me, tell me the decor, the menu, the place, and the people, but most of all, how it made you feel. And email it to me with your comments at Cynthia@moderndaygoddess.com. And it's my intention to continue to provide information through this show and my blog to assist you in feeling a more joyful connection to yourself and those you love in your life. And for those of you who are listening for the first time, and also my loyal listeners, I'm going to repeat the date night section before we speak with Michael Lozier, because this section has been helping a lot of the listeners. You know, I grew up in a divorced family, so right before I got married over a year ago, I sought out some premarital advice on how to have a great marriage. And one therapist said, make sure you spend quality time with each other each week and that you schedule it. So that's how my weekly date nights were created. So every Sunday, my husband, Jim, and I sit down for a few minutes, and we schedule the time on our calendar. It's been been working really wonderfully for us. Each week, we plan an us night in the middle of the week and our date night on Saturday night, where we take turns implementing it. And, you know, it's really quite simple. The person in charge of planning the date night just gets the local paper and finds suggestions to run past the other person. And if you have kids, this will help you remind you to, you know, schedule child care if you need it. And also, you can add a family night onto your calendar as well. But my husband and I also schedule in one night a week for ourselves. And if you're a single person without a partner, you can schedule in your own night to do what nurtures your spirit. So to help couples implement successful date nights, I've created an acronym using the word date. So here it is. And people have told me that they find this very helpful. D is for dinner. The person in charge of date night either makes it or makes a reservation. A is for the atmosphere. You know, women love candles and soothing music and flowers and just all these things really create atmosphere on the table for anyone. Make sure it's quiet enough if you want to talk, or if you have kids, make sure they're in bed while you're dining. T is to take turns for creating the romantic date nights and discuss the choices. E is for the enthusiasm in which you plan the date and also your appreciations of your date and what they plan for you at the table. And when I was single, I did plan these weekly date nights, and it was really this wonderful way to nurture the love for myself, which is the basis for a healthy relationship with yourself and others. In my book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, I have a fun section on the date with myself, and it's a little humorous touch that includes me sending flowers to myself and acting surprised when they arrived. You can see a really funny video of me recounting my date with myself in my media lounge at moderndaygoddess.com. But basically, you just schedule a few hours, you know, each week or twice a month to do something that brings you joy and makes you feel nurtured. And now that I'm married, my husband and I, as I said, plan time each week, just a few hours. We figure out a way to get those hours in there. And as a result, I have a happier vibe in my life and in my love life. And that is what my next guest, Michael Lozier, is here to tell us about, the importance of staying in good vibrations. So now it's with great delight for me to introduce Michael. And let me tell you a little bit about Michael. Michael Lozier lives in beautiful Victoria, BC, on Canada's west coast. He's the author of the best-selling book, Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. He's also a trainer and practitioner of NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming. And the French version of his book, Law of Attraction, has recently become the number one French book in Canada, and his book is being translated into 21 languages over the next 6 months. He travels the world wide, teaching thousands of people in live training sessions how to use deliberate attraction. That is the artful application of the Law of Attraction. And since 1995, he's been teaching the Law of Attraction through his book, audio, seminars, and teleconferences. He's been interviewed 4 times by Oprah Winfrey on the subject of the Law of Attraction on her radio show, Oprah and Friends, and he has a reputation of being the how-to guy from his Law of Attraction book and his interactive content-packed seminars. He also has a Law of Attraction radio show on 7 a.m. on Wednesdays that also airs on the same network, Voice America, that this show is on. It's Wednesdays at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And Michael contributes all of his success through the deliberate use of the Law of Attraction. And his wonderful website has videos and worksheets and information at thelawofattractionbook.com. Well, welcome, Michael, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to today's call.
Absolutely, and so am I. And before we begin talking about your work and the Law of Attraction, I know you were recently in one of my favorite countries and my favorite island, Santorini, Greece,
yeah,
which is where I was married, and I wanted to know how your trip was and how you like the cuisine.
Well, you know, I've been on a really good eating plan for the last couple of years, losing about 60 pounds and attracting everything that I need to do, know, or have. So my assistant and I, when we travel, we have lots of rules about exercise and eating. So we got to Santorini, and then we made an agreement that we would have. Now, I know that you've had the yogurt in Greece.
It's heavenly.
Isn't it just the best?
Like ice cream, and it's so good for you.
It is like ice cream. So that was our breakfast. We would have some honey and yogurt, and then every day we were there for 5 days. I was on tour, so we took 5 days off. And every day at lunch, we'd go to a different Greek restaurant and have Greek salad. That's all, just Greek salad.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we did. And then at nighttime, we just ate and ate and ate. Now, one thing I did miss, however, was green vegetables. I missed, you know, cabbage and broccoli and cauliflower and chard and, you know, because I eat lots of green vegetables. But you know what? I had the best lamb that I've had in the world and seafood. And it was just great. And wine. I'm not really a wine drinker. So wine was a little bit, nice wine was kind of hard to find there. But
mm-hmm.
But it was hot during the day, like 44 degrees Celsius, and that's in Canadian terms. So it was like it was a great experience. We'd go back again for sure.
Oh, how wonderful.
We ended up staying at a honeymoon hotel, and my assistant and I are by the pool, and everybody's all lovey-dovey except her and I. And it was like, but it was nice to have privacy, too. Nobody knew who I was, and it was great.
Oh, how wonderful. Yes, I know. The Greek salad is just such a joy with the cucumbers and the tomatoes. And I make it every day for my husband because he's an American Greek and I'm American Greek Italian. And that's, you know, Mediterranean cuisine is one of the healthiest in the world. And I know in Santorini, because it's kind of a dry climate, they don't have as many greens. But I do have a tip for you. If you're ever in a Greek restaurant, you can order what is called horsa. And that is basically the greens, whatever is in that region. Like here it can be dandelions or spinach, or and it's really delicious with garlic and olive oil. And I know, in the Greek salad I have here at home, I put in some spinach and lettuce sometimes for more greens, so I totally understand. But the horta is pretty delicious. You can get it in Greek restaurants here. And my husband's grandmother, well, she has several sisters, and they're all in their 90s, and they attribute it to eating their horta. So you eating your greens is very excellent, as you know, healthy way of living. So now, let's talk about this law of attraction.
Okay.
Would you explain it and define it for our audience?
Well, I'll give you the formal definition, and then I'll give you the here's how to really understand it definition.
Excellent.
So formally, law of attraction states, whatever you give your attention, energy, and focus to, you're going to attract more of it, whether negative or positive. Sometimes you say, oh, you mean I can get it if I give it attention, energy, and focus? And I say, yes, even if it's negative. So ideally, we want to understand more about that, and I promise people are going to get that today. But here's the shortest version of what law of attraction is. It's all about vibes. Now, I heard you use the word vibe earlier. Vibe's the word that we use to describe moods or feelings. We'll say, wow, is she ever putting off a negative vibe? Or the vibe's pretty creepy in this room, or this neighborhood has a bad vibe. When we use the word vibe, we're really describing the mood or the feeling that we're picking up.
Right.
So, in short, a vibe equals a mood or a feeling. And in my seminars, I always say, now here's my first skill testing question, is when do we have a mood or a feeling? Well, the answer is all the time. Matter of fact, right now, and right now, and right now, and right now, everybody has a mood or a feeling. And because you have a mood or a feeling, that means you're sending off a vibe. But the word vibe, of course, comes from the longer word, vibration.
Absolutely, and we're going to be going to break, so when we come back, I want to continue talking about the vibration, and we have some beautiful music to take us out with a great vibe. And I'm Cynthia DeDona, and we're talking with Michael Lozier, international trainer and best-selling author of The Law of Attraction, The Science of Attracting More of What You Want and Less of What You Don't. You can check out his website at lawofattractionbook.com.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia DeDona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If you want to put the pep back in your step, Chad Lafferty says just what you're looking for.
Dance is life. Life is dance.
It's only about dance.
It's about moving through life with style, gaining awareness of the never-ending, ever-flowing movement that accompanies all of life's activities. Dance is life. Life is dance. Broadcast every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Radio Network. Be sure to tune in and tap into the limitless healing that dance can provide.
Can't stop now.
News, opinion, your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Welcome back. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and you're listening to Romancing the Table, a show dedicated to celebrating life, love, and food. And we're talking to international trainer and author Michael Lozier about the law of attraction in life and love. So, Michael, before we left, you were explaining about the law of attraction. Let's continue.
Well, it's all about vibes. You know, whenever we use the word vibe, we're describing a mood or a feeling. Now, the word vibe, although it's kind of cute and groovy, really comes from the longer word, vibration. And that's what law of attraction is all about. It's all about matching vibrations. And what's a vibration? A vibration is a vibe. And what's a vibe? A vibe is a mood or a feeling. And you have one right now and right now and right now. So even if you don't even know that you are, you're sending off or emitting or putting off a vibe. And there's only two kinds you could be sending, negative or positive. So that means right now, everybody, including myself, if we had a little vibe meter reader and we checked it against my body, it would show whether I was sending a negative or positive vibration.
Mm-hmm.
It's true that we could stand beside somebody and pick up their negative vibes, isn't it?
Yes, you can walk into a room and feel the vibes of a room.
Yeah.
Someone was arguing in there, or they were happy, or I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. So what law of attraction does, law of attraction is matching the vibes that you're sending, and you're sending one right now and right now and right now and right now. And it's matching it whether it's negative or positive. And people say, well, why would the universe send me negative things? Well, the universe isn't very smart. But it is very obedient. You see, law of attraction has one job. It's probably the easiest. Hey, it's even easier than a job description from a factory worker. You know what the job description for law of attraction is?
What is it?
Match vibrations. Match vibrations. It doesn't say to check them to find out if they're good or bad, or only match them if they're positive, or don't match them if they're negative. That's not its job. Law of attraction is a science. It doesn't have a brain. It doesn't decide. It doesn't make decisions. It doesn't have favoritism. It's not prejudice. It is obedient. Here's the simple rule. If you're getting it, you have had to have sent the vibration that attracted it. Now, I'm not making the rules up. I'm just teaching them. That's what law of attraction does. So some people might be curious and want to know what the vibration is that they're sending and say, I wonder what the vibes are that I'm sending. And I said, it's easy to find out. Go to that area and take a look and see what you're getting. It's a perfect match.
Look at the results. That's right.
Yeah, you want to know what you're sending out about money? Open your wallet. You want to know what you're sending off about boyfriends and attracting a boyfriend or girlfriend? How's that working for you? Whatever you're getting is a result of the vibration that you're sending. But, you know, I told you that I'm the how-to guy, and I can teach people how to reset their results. You don't like your results? I can help you fix it. Remember, your results are a result of your vibration. So if you want to reset your results, just like a reset button, if you want to reset your results, you reset your vibration. That's pretty simple. But how do you reset vibration?
Yeah.
Question.
How do you do that? And there's also three words that you said people should...
Well, yes, they're the words. You see, there's words that we use that cause us to send a negative vibration. And the challenge is we use them 150 times before noon.
Right. What are those three words that would be good if people stopped using them, and how, when they hear themselves saying those words, what should they say to themselves?
Well, first we need to tell them what the words are. Whenever you hear yourself use these three words, know that you just gave attention, energy, and focus to that which you didn't want. And the words are don't, not, and no. So whenever you say what you don't want, you just gave it attention, energy, and focus. So if I said, I don't want this to be difficult, and I don't want this to hurt, and don't slam the door, and don't forget... So you can see, if you go to the internet and you type in no football, what shows up? Football.
Oh, right.
You know, in my seminars, I talk to people that are dog owners. I say, go home and tell your dog that you're not going to the park. and watch the tail wag.
Watch his ears perk up, right.
Yeah, it's like, no, you're not. Yeah. Don't go get your leash. And the dogs don't hear don't, not, and no. The Internet doesn't hear don't, not, and no. And law of attraction doesn't hear don't, not, and no. So then what happens then is people, when things show up in people's lives that they don't want, they'll point at it. And they'll say, that's exactly what I said I didn't want. I've been saying all week I didn't want that.
Or when they're dating or married or in a relationship, I don't want my husband to do this. Well,
yeah.
You need to tell them what you want, right? So how, if someone says those three words, how can they quickly turn it around? What should they say to themselves?
Every time you catch yourself using the word don't, not, and no in that very moment, simply say to yourself, so what do I want? I'll say it again. So what do I want?
Absolutely.
So let's do a little test, Cynthia. If I say, don't forget to contact me, so what do I want?
Stay in touch with me. I'd like you to stay in touch with me.
Yeah. Don't slam the door. What do I want?
I'd like you to close the door.
And even on a radio show, the host might say, don't go away. So what do you want?
That's right. Yeah. I'd like to stay tuned because we have more to come.
Yeah, don't use this door could say what? Use the other
door. Use the other door, yes, yes.
I mean, and, you know, people are going to have fun with it because they're going to see lots of references to what they don't want in signage and in communications. But you have a fix now. Whenever you catch yourself using the word don't, not, and no, you simply need to say, so what do you want?
Absolutely, and your book has been amazing. I read it in like 45 minutes, and it is like the most simple, powerful book I've read on the law of attraction. And one thing that I thought was great with your book is because people who have people around them that are walking around saying don't know, well, you know, how do you handle that? And you said, I've done this with my husband, I said for him to do it for me too. Do I have permission if I hear you say don't know, can't,
yeah.
Don't know, no, may I tell you, or ask you what you want.
Yeah,
and it turns it around on a dime.
What do you want? Yeah.
It's so great. It keeps people out of a negative space, and they immediately focus on what they want, and then they become resourceful. It's just so thank you for providing that for us.
Well, thank you. It's awesome in relationships, and it's even awesome at the workplace. You know, there's so much negativity at the workplace that when I go into the workplace and I tell the managers or the corporate people, I say, I can help eliminate negativity at the workplace, and their eyes bug out of their heads. Negativity is a result of saying don't, not, and no one complains. So I teach people in the workplace, whenever you catch anybody saying what they don't want, support them by saying, so what do you want? It might drive them crazy initially, but you'll clean up the vibration at the workplace, and that's your job.
Absolutely. And you have three steps to the law of attraction. Would you explain those? Because there's people who can apply it to finding true love or success or going on that trip they want or for anything.
That's
and
right.
I really like your three steps.
Yes. So just a reminder that law of attraction is always existing in our life, whether we like it or not or understand it or not or even believe it or not. So we can tap into it deliberately. In other words, we can deliberately attract something to our lives, but we need to follow some steps. And there's three steps, and it's called the steps for deliberate attraction. But remember, in order to attract anything deliberately, you need to be doing something deliberate.
That's
what's called deliberate attraction. And here's three deliberate things. It's a three-step formula. The first one, and in my book I have sections on these. I have worksheets and I have graphics and cartoons. And I mean, I'm really into teaching people how to do this. If you're looking for lots of big fluffy stories about what people attract, don't get my book. If you're looking for the how-to and how do I apply it, then you can get my book. And it's called The Law of Attraction, or just Law of Attraction, rather. So we've learned that going from what you don't want to what you do want will help you shift the vibration, and that's the first step. The first step is identify what you want. That makes sense. If I want to attract something, I need to tell law of attraction what it is that I want to attract. You don't go to the Internet and type in all the things you don't want.
That's right.
I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. Well, that's not a good way to do that. So the first step is, what do you want? But the key of knowing what you want is to know what you don't want.
Yeah.
So that's the first step. And some people said, I've done that. I have lists. I have a binder full of all the list of things that I want. And I say, where's your binder? And they say, I don't know. I can't find it. You know, it's in my sock drawer. Well, guess what? Law of attraction isn't looking in your sock drawer. So step number two says, I need to give attention, energy, and focus to my desire. I need to give it attention, energy, and focus. Some people might visualize. Some people might make a collage. So, you know, whatever the technique is, I like to talk about it. Some people like to write about it or make a dream board or visualize or pretend, whatever it might be for you. So what is your technique to do that is the question.
Right.
So step one is, what do you want? Step two is, I need to give it attention. And step three is, you need to allow it. Now, that's where most people fail. They're not good at allowing it, mostly because they don't know what allowing means. Matter of fact, the speed at which law of attraction will bring you your desire, in other words, the speed at which law of attraction will manifest your desire, is equal to how much you're allowing. Wouldn't it be nice if it was equal to how much you wanted it?
Absolutely.
Or it came to you, was it equal to how big your collage was? None of those things. It's how much you're allowing. So ideally, we'd have a really great understanding about what allowing is. And
right.
We're going to cover that right now. I'm going to tell people what allowing is. So allowing is the absence of doubt. Allowing is the absence of doubt. So, you know, on one hand, we have a really strong desire for something. And on the other hand, we have really strong doubt. And doubt's a negative vibration. And the negative vibration of our doubt is diluting the positive vibration of our desire. So I'm going to teach that another way just to make sure people get it. Desire is a strong positive vibration. It's like, oh, yes, I want to have one of those. So if that was the only vibration you send, it would be positive and law of attraction would bring it. However, there's a little voice in our head that says, well, I can't have that and I'm not deserving of that or whatever the story might be. And that voice is a negative vibration of doubt. And the negative vibration of doubt dilutes the positive vibration of your desire. So you don't need to desire more. You need to doubt less.
Powerful.
So all these people that said they wanted something and they stand back and say, where's that thing that I said that I wanted? Well, if you've desired something and you made your macaroni collage and you got all pumped up and excited and then you stand back and you're curious about why you're not getting what you say you desire, there's only one reason. There's negative vibration that's stopping it from coming.
Absolutely.
And doubt creates negative vibrations.
Absolutely. And I want to discuss that further when we go to break, because you also have a fabulous worksheet in your book where you can write down everything you don't want to then figure out what you want.
What you do want, yes.
Absolutely.
Again, you know, everything I do is all about the how-tos and the tools. You know, we call ourselves human beings as if we're going to just be, but we're really human doings. So after the break, we're going to talk about how you can remove doubt.
Absolutely. So we're talking with Michael Lothier, international trainer and best-selling author of The Law of Attraction. I'm Cynthia Dodona, and we'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Ever wonder what are the favorite travel destinations of the Hollywood jet set? Where do celebrities like to go when they aren't walking the red carpet? Tune in to Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with President of Traveras, David Manning, and Lisa O'Hurley, golf aficionado and wife of actor John O'Hurley. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa talk with well-known actors, sports celebrities, and entertainment insiders to find out about their favorite travel destinations and what they recommend. On Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, David and Lisa also offer up feature vacations each week and last-minute deals for your next getaway. Find out what's new and exciting in the travel industry, as well as how to raise money for your nonprofit organizations while enjoying a wonderful vacation. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk with David Manning and Lisa O'Hurley broadcasts each Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Traveras Celebrity Travel Talk, your inside look into celebrities and travel.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it.
Ugh!
Ugh! See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
News. Opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Hi, I'm Cynthia, and we're talking with Michael Lozier, international trainer and best-selling author of The Law of Attraction. And before we went to break, Michael was telling us about the three steps of the Law of Attraction and the last one, which is very important on allowing.
Yeah, so. Allowing is actually the most misunderstood or misunderstood or ununderstood
or underapplied.
Yeah, underapplied. I can't believe I can't find my word. Let me see. It is the least understood. That's the word I'm looking for.
There you go.
It's
that's
the least
right.
Understood of all the steps, and ironically, it's the most important step. And it's about allowing. In other words, we're not allowing it, but allowing is the absence of doubt. So if I doubt that I can have it, then I'm not letting it in because that negative vibration of my doubt is stopping it. So what we really want to learn and understand is, how do I remove doubt? How do I remove doubt? Well, the best way to remove doubt is to find proof. If you think of scientists, you know, they're very doubtful about everything. Until when? Until it's proven.
That's
and
true.
When, you know, if I, at a seminar, if I say, if I can jump up and touch the ceiling, you say, I doubt it. And if I did it, what would you say? They would say, okay, I believe it. So with the Law of Attraction, people think that when they build a list of their desire, the next day that thing will come to them. Well, it won't in most cases, in many cases. But what I teach people is to take a look at things that start to show up in your life the next day or the same day or that week and start to say, wow, and people will catch themselves using words like coincidence or synchronistic or serendipity. They'll say, wow, this is such a coincidence. I mean, just 2 days ago I talked about wanting to get a red shirt and now my friend brought a red shirt over. This is really bizarre. In other words, yes, that's the matching of what you gave your attention, energy, and focus to, and Law of Attraction unfolded and orchestrated and brought you that which you gave your attention, energy, and focus to. But when somebody wants an ideal boyfriend or girlfriend or an ideal job or something that has a big long list, they'll attract something that's kind of close. In other words, maybe your date was 5 out of the 15 things, and maybe 2 weeks ago you got 0 out of 15. So I teach people, and this is the tool, is celebrate the closeness of the match. In other words, celebrate that you got to say, wow, am I ever getting close? Look at me. I've lined up my energy so much so that I'm on a date with somebody that's 5 of the 15 things that I like. Is this ever good? Now, the challenge is most people would say, oh, I'm taking them. 5 out of 15, that's better than nothing. But would you go to a buffet and eat 3 out of the 7 things that you don't
no.
like? You know, would you make a CD of music and put 2 songs on it you don't like? For some reason, we have different boundaries around being in relationships that don't make us feel good, or having a job that doesn't make us feel good. In other words, you wouldn't go to the internet and do a search engine and pick the first document that you found and say, well, this must be it. But you'd look at the document and you'd find out how close your search was. Listen to this. Whatever you're getting is direct feedback to the vibration that you're sending. You might say that you want something, but it's not what you're vibrating. Law of Attraction doesn't give you what you want, it gives you what you're vibrating.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was dating, I mean, I got married at 44, but when I was dating, yes, I would, you know, I'd be in a long-term relationship and that didn't work out, and then I'd be a little down, and I'd say, no, I came close.
Yes.
So I started writing my list about everything I would like, and then I wrote about what our life would be like. And then, you know, like you said, then the list would be put away, but then finally I did the vision board to give it attention every day about having a wonderful love relationship, and I started allowing, and then that, I let the allowing get so exciting. Like, I'd be like, we're shopping now, we're going food shopping, we're having romantic date nights, like everything that I've created in my life now. And then I kind of gave gratitude that he was already here, and I stayed in this place of such excitement that my husband showed up within 6 weeks.
Is that right? Well, here's why that, you know, those techniques work, because
yes.
You're giving attention, energy, and focus to it, and law of attraction doesn't know that you're pretending,
right,
or remembering or creating or experiencing. It just says, hey, Cynthia's sending the vibration of a good date and a nice man and, you know, nice dinners and date nights and all that stuff. And law of attraction says, well, we can unfold that. It doesn't know that you're experiencing it or that you're pretending or playing. So there's a lot to be said for daydreaming and pretending, and, you know, we're told not to do that. And now as adults, we're all making vision boards and visualizing. We're doing all those things that we were told not to do. We're all daydreamers and players and pretenders now. And in doing so, it causes us to send that vibration, which is really important.
Absolutely. And the amazing thing is, once I was in the relationship, I said, well, let's have an intention about what we'd like to create here. So we had, you know, like, we enjoy working together and laughing and, we, you know, a good love connection and working on the relationship in that way. But then I just took this picture of Greece I saw on a brochure and just put it up there. And it ended up being a church in Santorini. And, you know, we looked at it every day. And it turns out in the end, we decided to get married in Santorini, Greece, and the wedding coordinator called and said, well, I have about, you know, 150 churches here. And we said, just pick one, send it to us. Well, he sent it to us, and the picture was the exact match in Ia, this beautiful blue and white dome church. Yeah. And we rode through the village on donkeys, and it was just the most incredible experience. And I thought, if this isn't the law of attraction at a heightened sense,
yeah,
this, I really got it, that once I allow that enthusiasm, because my dad had given me a positive thinking book, you know, when I was 10 or 35 years ago, but sometimes they wouldn't really show up. It's because I wasn't matching the vibration. I would just write it down, but not be, give it attention.
That's right. You know, my friends, Matthew and Brad, they're two young guys here in Victoria, 21 and 27, and they do workshops for teenagers, and they were teaching the teenagers about being grateful for stuff, and they were just writing it down, and they came to me and said, you know what, Michael, this doesn't do anything. This is just a bunch of words. So they created what they call the gratitude dance, and in other words, whenever they're grateful, they get up and they do a little jig, and they're dancing, and so they did a little video on it. Can I give the website address?
Yes, please do. I'd love to see it.
It's called JuniorAttractors.com, and it's a picture of Matthew and Brad. Whenever they are appreciative, they do the dance, and they teach it at seminars, and that's creating the vibration. Writing it down didn't for them. It's like, no, this doesn't charge me up. But boy, when they're skipping and jumping around because they're grateful for something, then that's causing them to send this vibration. Law of attraction doesn't care if you're dancing, but it cares if you're sending a positive vibration in the dance. And so it's a little bit just what you said. It's not just about doing it. You need to feel it. You need to feel good about it.
Absolutely. And they were getting it physically into their bodies.
That's
that
right.
Sounds like. And I would love for you to talk about also, because I'm in a group called Manifesting Your Dreams, and
yeah,
I'd love for you to talk about the power. We focus on the law of attraction, and then we celebrate it together, which is so fun, with people like hooting and hollering or just having such, you know, applauding one another. And I know on your website there's a place where people can go if they want to put together their law of attraction group, but just the power of the group, how that can contribute.
Well, I tell people that I'm probably one of the most fortunate people, because I've surrounded myself with everybody that's like this. I hike every morning for an hour. My hiking buddy, you know what we talk about the whole time?
What
we attracted yesterday.
Oh, awesome.
For the next half hour, seeding what we want to attract today. That's the whole conversation.
Oh,
and then I come home, and then I work. My sister works full time with me. We spend an hour on the phone. You know what we talk about?
What?
Stuff we attracted yesterday and stuff that we want to pre-seed for the day.
How fantastic.
And all my friends, all my coffee friends, all the restaurants I go to, all the, everybody in my life is in alignment to the same subject. So I'm at an advantage. But for those that aren't, I really recommend to do what you folks are doing, is get together, because, boy, don't we love to celebrate our findings and our goals. And some people don't have anybody. Some people have zero people to tell their goals and dreams. And, I mean,
right.
That's why coaching is so popular. It's an outlet for people to say, here's what I'm doing, I love it, and get excited with me. So form a group and intentionally meet with the group and say, we're going to meet once a week and, you know, whatever you want to talk about, goals and dreams and success stories. You know, it's not just about sharing your goals with people. It's sharing the successes. And in your enthusiasm of sharing the successes, it causes you to send more of that vibration.
Absolutely, absolutely. And actually, I've invited two members from our group to come on the line.
Oh, awesome.
And I have Bette Jordan, who we're going to talk to first. She's a jazz singer and an actress. And then Erin Stewart, who's actually the facilitator of our group, and we'll talk to her next. But I know Bette wants to say hi. She's met you, and she has a question about dating. But Bette has been manifesting all these incredible singing opportunities. So, Bette, are you there? She's not there. Okay, engineers, can you give us that?
I think you've got...
Oh, do I have Erin?
You've got Erin.
I'll take Erin then. Okay, we have our facilitator, and who's a life coach, and Erin. And Erin, I'd love you to meet Michael and talk about what's been the power of us being in a group.
Hey, Erin.
Hi, Michael. Thank you so much, Cynthia. I'm so grateful to be here. There's great power of coming together in a group. We really take advantage of harnessing the power that is present by the principle that says where two or more are gathered in agreement, it is done. And so we began with really establishing this powerful energy field of vibration that we are absolutely joyfully co-creating in with a powerful momentum and synergy and alignment. And we are using with conscious right use of the laws and the principles that govern this universe. And so we are remaining conscious, awake, aware of our participation, and we are doing that with consistency, which has been very powerful for our group. Accountability has been very powerful. Deepening the faith and the belief in these principles and laws that govern the universe and our use of them by seeing the demonstrations of all of the members in the group, that has been very powerful. And also, I just want to say that there's something really powerful that we can use in a group, because a lot of times we will have limiting beliefs about our good, but we don't necessarily have that same limitation for our group members' good.
Yeah.
And so...
Absolutely.
By unifying with their good, we can take advantage of that.
Yes. Well, other people have more courage for us than we do for ourselves. So that's really a great example, a testament to being in the group. It's like, I never thought I could do some of this stuff. And then people around me say, are you crazy? You're perfect for that. And I say, really? And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And I really recommend everybody start one or have their own group.
Absolutely. So thanks so much, Erin. And I'm going to put some information up on my blog this week for people in Santa Barbara that want to be in a group or, you know, chat with you. And I just want to thank you for calling in. And I'm Cynthia Dodona. We're talking to Michael Lossier. And we just finished talking to Erin Stewart, facilitator of Making Your Dreams Come True group. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion.
Hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Sit back, relax, and travel to Greece today. Transcend everyday life with video journeys exploring the romance of Greece. CelebrateGreece.com features inspiring topics from cooking and travel to ancient history and culture. A great gift idea is CelebrateGreece.com's latest video, A Greek Island's Destination Cooking Class. Follow award-winning host, author, and Greco-Roman beauty, Cynthia Dodona, as she explores Greek island cuisine and the romantic island of Santorini. Order DVDs or download programs to watch right now. CelebrateGreece.com is Greece on demand. Opa!
results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Want pure inspiration and great ideas for action? Want to become successful beyond your hopes and dreams? Then tune in to Millionaire Mentor with best-selling author, one of the world's leading women entrepreneurs, and host, Luann Mitchell-Halter. Luann and her guests, all masters of global inspiration, share their secrets to manifesting and positive daily mental exercise principles. From how to get affordable health care to billionaire mentality and bankrupt no more imagery, Millionaire Mentor dares you to live the life you love and love the life you live. Millionaire Mentor with Luann Mitchell-Halter broadcasts each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America channel. Millionaire Mentor, achieve your greatest heights.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now. 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for tuning in today to Romancing the Table with modern-day goddess Cynthia Dodona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Now back to the show and your host, Cynthia.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Dodona, and we're back. My guest today is Michael Lozier, who is international trainer and author of The Law of Attraction, and we just finished talking to Aaron Stewart, who is the facilitator of a group I'm in called Dreams Come True, and just the power of what we've been manifesting in there. And I'd love to share with you, Michael, and the audiences of what's occurred. I set in the group, we each set our intentions, and then we celebrate each week with what's been manifesting. And mine was to be a magnificent on-air host, helping people to connect with their joyful, lighthearted self. And within 2 weeks, I had the radio show. Within 6 weeks, I was on the red carpet at the Los Angeles Greek Film Festival,
wow,
interviewing celebrities on food and food. And then in 8 weeks, my husband edited a Greek island cooking video that we had done over a year ago. We edited it together, and it's already selling on Amazon. So just the celebration has just been such a delight. And I have one more member who we're going to talk to, Bette Jordan, who has been manifesting these amazing singing opportunities. She's a jazz singer and actress. But Bette is also wants to manifest her soulmate. So she has a question about a date she was on. And
okay.
Welcome, Bette.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. Hi, Cynthia. Hi, Michael. Yeah, we met once before when you were here doing your workshop in Santa Monica down in, I guess it was back in June, and you signed my book. So thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
And, yeah, I'm definitely intending to reach out and allow my guy into my life right now. And I met a wonderful gentleman, I want to say back in July, and had a fabulous date. And we spent 8 hours on that date, and we just did so many wonderful things musically, a lot of interesting chat and talk, and we just had so many things in common. The synchronistic events were just phenomenal. I mean, we were both from New Jersey, went to colleges right next to one another. Our parents, even though we both live in California, they lived about 15 minutes from each other, so there were just a lot of things that were kind of like aligned. And then all of a sudden, he just disappeared. And we exchanged a few emails and phone calls, and poof, he disappeared. So what I'm wondering is, and I heard a lot of what you and Cynthia both said about just keeping focused and keeping that vibe up, so that I know that there are things that I'm celebrating in that match. And like you said, wow, why just go for the 5 when you can get 15 out of 15?
Right. Well, there's a couple things at work here. One is that he was a match for you, but you weren't a match for him.
Ooh.
In other words, has there ever been a time that somebody liked you, but you really weren't into them?
Yes.
Yeah, so in other words, it's like it was a fun first date, but it wasn't a perfect match to have a second date. And I know I don't want to have to be the one to tell you that, and I didn't create the rules. I'm just following them. In other words, I would say, what an awesome date you have. I would also suggest that instead of trying to attract your ideal boyfriend, is that you try to attract ideal dates. In other words, start with the ideal date, because you're really setting yourself up with, is he the ideal husband? It's like, no, just start at the date level, because you probably have less resistance to having an ideal date than an ideal husband.
Okay,
does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I think you can. And the truth is, you're going to have to go on a few dates to find out how close you're getting. It's like, if you do a search on the internet, do you always take the first document that shows up?
No.
No, but do you need to look at it?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
What are you looking for?
Yeah.
So when you look at the document, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for a match.
You're celebrating how close. You say, well, am I ever getting close? You don't say, oh, I'm going to turn my computer off. This isn't working. You say, okay, I'm getting pretty close. You know, I was looking for a document, and I found something that's really close. I think I'm going to research.
Research.
I'm going to research here because I'm so close. So you know what? Use your vibrational internet and resubmit your vibration for your ideal mate. And I'm going to also suggest, I know you had to tell the story to me, but don't tell the story again.
Okay.
Right? Because in the telling of the story, you set that energy in motion again. It's not what you want. And law of attraction doesn't know you're telling the story. But I would celebrate how ideal that date was. My ideal date is this and this and this and this. So be a celebrator of your ideal date.
Okay, and then just attract more great dates, and then those dates will turn into great
That's
guys.
Right. You
will
can't
turn
get
into
married
a
before a date. First.
Some women are married before they go on the date in their mind. Yes, that's right. They have to go on the date first.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Well, thanks for that point of clarification, and I'll make sure I do that. Thanks so much, Cynthia. I'm
Absolutely.
Really thankful.
Absolutely. Thanks,
Michael.
Thanks for calling
thank
in.
Thank you.
we'll keep celebrating with you, Bet, in our group. Yeah. In our group, we've had financial demonstrations. We had a sculptress who created a 30-foot statue during the time. Aaron manifested a trip to Tobago in the middle of it. I mean, the manifestations have just been so powerful. We just so look forward to it. So,
do you have an open group, or can people join it? Or
Well, there's only a certain limited, but Aaron always has rolling groups and teleseminars, so she's always having new groups, and people can join those, absolutely.
Oh, great. And I'm really supporting people to do it. I just want people to know how they can do that.
Yes, well, they can. My website, moderndaygoddess.com, and you can go to the blog. I'm going to post some pictures of our group and what we've manifested, and I'll put her information on there.
Oh, cool.
And then I know you also have Law of Attraction groups on your website.
Yeah, Law of Attraction book.com, and I support people to start Law of Attraction groups. And what I do by that is on my website I'll put you're having a Law of Attraction group in Phoenix. I'll put it on my group. I just because a lot of people want ongoing support, and you know I can't give it. I'm traveling,
Absolutely.
So I'm encouraging people to set up groups on their own in their own city. And people say, oh, but there's no group where I live. And I say, well, start one. It only takes two people. People is a group.
That's right. Two heads are better than one in a manifestation, and so it is. Yes.
Yeah.
And what, since we have only a few minutes left, tell us what else is on your website. You have these amazing worksheets, which are really great, and people can find out about your next seminar.
Yes, my seminars. The other thing I like people to do is go to youtube.com. It's youtube.com. And I've got lots of little mini training sessions out there. Just type in my name. My last name is spelled Losier, which is Losier. And I think I have about 8 little videos. Once a month, I send out a free e-zine, and I release one of the videos that's not on YouTube yet, so my subscribers get to see it first, and then I put it on YouTube. They're 3-minute little mini Law of Attraction training sessions, and they're hot.
Absolutely. And I watched some of them, and you are showing people what beautiful Canada, Victoria, Canada looks like.
I feel like a news reporter. This is Michael Losier standing outside of the beautiful Empress Hotel in downtown Victoria. And then I give the tip, but I love watching newscasts, and that's what they do. They tell people where they're at and kind of give a frame. And, I mean, I should work for Tourism Victoria. I am always selling this place because it's one of Canada's most beautiful cities.
Absolutely. I feel the same way about Santa Barbara, California, which is called the American Riviera. And you've inspired me. I'll have to do some videos out and about. So.
Yes.
just really delay. And then I just wanted to say one thing. You said you were inspired. Who are the people, two people that really inspired that the law of attraction for you? It was Esther and...
Esther and Jerry, or Esther Hicks, well, through the work of Abraham.
Right.
And then Napoleon Hill. And then when I studied NLP, then I kind of learned the secrets behind it, you know, like the words and the vibrations and so on.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely.
You know, with all honesty, I haven't read any of the Esther Hicks books, and I think they have like 12 of them out. So I'm not a reader of other people's information.
But you're...
It kind of keeps my vibration pure if I'm not reading other people's stuff. But
absolutely.
I recommend people read whatever they need to read until they feel satisfied that they're getting it.
Absolutely. Well, you truly have the gift, and we have about a minute left, and you just truly have this gift for teaching us about the law of attraction. So I highly recommend your book to people, and I really want to thank Bette and Aaron. It's been a real delight to have them on our show. But, Michael, most of all, it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I know you're so busy and traveling, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. So
thank you
so much. And if you want to find out more about Michael's book, go to the Law of attractionbook.com, Michael Lozier, trainer and author. And if you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. Go to moderndaygoddess.com and you can hear a replay of the show in 24 hours. You can check out my book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess, and my Romancing the Table blog. And next week, my guests are Kay Dunn Gifford and Sarah Bayer-Suno from Old Ways Preservation, who will provide education, and they help people make wise choices about eating, drinking, and lifestyles and the traditional pleasures of the table. So, until then, I'm Cynthia Dedona, your host for Romancing the Table. Remember, food shared with love brings joy and connection to the heart. Thank you for listening.
We hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of Romancing the Table with Modern Day Goddess Cynthia Dedona, a celebration of love, life, and food. Go to moderndaygoddess.com to read Cynthia's popular romantic food and travel blog with recipes, or order her top-selling book, Diary of a Modern Day Goddess. And we'll see you right back here next week.